Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Something's happening to me. My friends say I'm acting peculiarly. Come on, baby.
It's Chrissy McVay bringing us back to Liquid Mac. Behind her there. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my website's smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Dr. Stephen Mintz, M-I-N-T-Z, Stephen with a V, author of Beyond Happiness and Meaning, professor emeritus at Cal Poly State University. He's our good friend. Stephen, welcome back. Thanks again for being here. We're talking about why do good people sometimes do bad things? And you mentioned, you started us off with an awesome platform of situational ethics and how we right. all do that. And I mean, every one of us, nobody doesn't consider their next step without first thinking, this is what I want. And then our ethics, our morals, our faith, our education, our experience, our values, whatever, those pop up and say to us, okay, you sure that's such a good idea? Yeah, I know you want that, but maybe you don't deserve that. Maybe that's not yours. Maybe you shouldn't go in there. Maybe you shouldn't say that. And those are the voices that we have to listen to, isn't it?
Well, yes, that's part of our conscience. It's guiding us. Good conscience, ethical conscience guides us into ethical decisions. And we have to have a set of norms. One of the ones I always teach about is integrity.
Yeah.
We must be principled people, act on principle of right versus wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Not what's convenient, not what necessarily is in our self-interest, but what's right, what's wrong. And as a society, I think we've lost the sense of what's right and what's wrong because we've broken up into factions.
Each faction
has a different view.
I'd like to quote something that I've said 1,000 times on this show from Nobel laureate Albert Camus. You know who Albert Camus is, I'm sure, Stephen.
Yes.
He said, integrity has no need of rules. Integrity
yes.
has no need of... Could anything be more pure and beautiful than that? Any statement?
No.
Integrity has yes. no need of rules. And my friend Lynn Morella says ethics is devotion to the unenforceable. How about that? That's what you mean,
quite
isn't
profound,
it?
Actually.
Devotion to the unenforceable. Isn't your behavior, doesn't it depend on how you hold those ideas?
Yes. Absolutely, it does. Yeah, good people don't need rules to tell them what's right or wrong.
Right.
They have an innate sense of that, and they act on moral principles. For example, we say lying is always wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there are situations where lying may be right.
Right.
For example, the situation I always discuss is with the Nazis. And hiding Anne Frank.
Right, right.
And saying, no, I don't know where she is. She's in my attic, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
no question about it.
We have to look at these rules.
But what causes people to go off the rails? What causes a good person? There's a perfect example of it this last week. An executive went to Washington. A CEO of a company went to Washington and actually was one of the people who went in who stormed the Capitol building. Well, later on it was discovered he lost his job, and he said, I don't know why I did that. I just lost my mind, I guess. He called it a moment of bad judgment. Why do people get caught up in things like that, Stephen?
Right, right. And the bigger question is, how do we judge that person? Is this a bad person because of this one act, which some may say was wrong? In other words, should we be judged on our best day or our worst day?
That's a really important point for right now.
Yeah.
Because this is what's happening. We're ruining people because of one thing that they do or one thing that they say, or even maybe sometimes what you think they're thinking. I mean, people have lost their jobs over something they did 20 years ago.
But have never done anything about that sin, like that since. That's aren't we a country of redemption? Isn't redemption one of the things that's made our country great?
Absolutely, absolutely. And this is part of the problem with the cancel culture. You do or say one thing that another group disagrees with, and they'll do whatever it takes to take you down. You'll lose your TV show. You'll be fired from your job. And, I mean, who among us hasn't said or done something in the past in retrospect we think is wrong? So there does need to be forgiveness, redemption. Now, admittedly, the person who did the wrongful act years ago has to admit it, not say, no, everything I said, this discriminatory comment was correct. So we do need that for redemption and forgiveness, I believe.
The only thing about the cancel culture, Stephen, we have to point out is some of these crimes, I'm putting air quotes around that word, some of these crimes are not crimes at all. They're just things that you disagree with.
Correct.
I mean, a man who founded a major tech company made a donation to an organization that once said something bad about gays. Mm-hmm. And that's the connection that this guy had, and he lost his job from the company he founded because of a disagreement on one thing or another. I mean, it's not he didn't do anything bad. He didn't hurt anybody. He didn't storm a building. That's what we've got to worry about, folks. Is I hate to use this term, but as Bill Clinton would say, depends on what the definition of bad is, right? What is bad? Who decides that? That's what happened this weekend with Parler and the big tech companies. They decided what was bad, and Parler paid the price. That's the danger.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.